You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, and time to take a little step back from the music and talk about the music of Christmas. Particularly, we're looking at three hymns of Christmas, and excited to talk about it. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And joining us by phone, the Reverend Tim Frank, administrator and studio instructor for St. Paul's Music Conservatory in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor Frank.
Andy and Sarah, great to be with you.
We are looking at three hymns from Lutheran Service Book today, 385, From East to West, 386, Now Sing We, Now Rejoice, and 387, Joy to the World. Let's take a look at the first one here, From East to West, Lutheran Service Book number 385. Tell us a little bit of the history that you might know about this hymn.
Sure. Well, From East to West comes from very early in church history, from the 5th century. The poet Sedulius is part of a 23-stanza poem, so it's part of a much larger poem, focusing on the life of Christ. And this is from the first part of that poem, focusing on the birth of Christ. One uniqueness of the poem is that each stanza begins with a consecutive letter of the Latin alphabet. So it's a song of praise, in essence, from A to Z to Christ. There are two common hymns that we know in our hymnals today from this poem. This hymn, From East to West, and the Epiphany hymn, The Star Proclaims the King is Here. Luther did a German translation of From East to West, which was included in one of the first Lutheran hymn books. And so this hymn has important history, not just in Latin hymn history, but also in Lutheran hymn history as well. As far as the text, the first stanza is a call to praise Christ, a call to all people, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord to be praised. The second stanza is a meditation on the incarnation, that Christ wears our flesh in order to save. So our very flesh, our Maker shares his fallen creatures all to save. The third stanza shares how this happened in the womb of Mary, that Mary became the chosen vessel of his grace. And the fourth stanza is unique and amazing in its reflection on the message to the shepherds as it revealed to them the true shepherd of all. So to shepherds poor, the Lord Most High, the one great shepherd, was revealed. And the fifth stanza, as we have it, is a doxology to the Trinity. The hymn tune is not original to this, specific to this hymn, but is borrowed from the hymn From Heaven Above to Earth I Come.
I think this is, I'm not sure I'm really familiar with this one. I see that the tune setting is from TLH, but I don't know if I've sung this one very much when I was a little kid. I don't know. When would you maybe use this hymn during the Christmas season?
Sure. Well, anytime during the Christmas season. As you said, I personally was not as familiar with this, so perhaps it would be good for us to reintroduce it in some places in our churches.
Hymn number 386, Now Sing We, Now Rejoice. Let's dig into this one.
Okay. This hymn is unique also in that it's a mixed hymn, partly Latin, partly German in its original form. This one is not as early as the 5th century. This one is from still early, though, from the 14th century. And its title and consequently its tune name is In Dulce Jubilo. The English title varies depending on the translation. It's either this, Now Sing We, Now Rejoice, or Good Christian Men Rejoice. Hymns like this, mixed Latin-German hymns, were common in Germany toward the close of the Middle Ages, generally of a happy and joyous character. And this hymn definitely is characterized by joy and by light. Rejoice, he from whom joy streameth poor in a manger lies, the first stanza. The second stanza is a plea for Christ to come and cheer us. Come from on high to me, I cannot rise to thee. And the third and fourth stanzas conclude with the perspective of eternity, as many great hymns do. The third stanza, Christ has conquered death. Death was reigning over us till he opened for us a bright eternity. And then looking to heaven, oh, may we praise him there. May we praise him there.
I think this is one of the most fun, joyous hymns to sing, just because of the way the words are so happy and the tune just kind of you can't be angry when you're singing this tune. So it's so fun.
Yeah.
Tell us about the tune, In Dulce Jubilo.
Again, the tune name In Dulce Jubilo, commonly set in choral settings. Again, it reflects that joyous character. We're singing this hymn on Christmas Eve toward the conclusion of the Christmas Eve service. So looking forward to that.
And speaking of joyous hymns, our next one, Joy to the World, Lutheran Service Book 387. This is probably a really familiar hymn for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. Commonly for caroling, for Christmas Day. I like to use it for sometimes for Christmas Eve in the lessons and carols right after the Genesis 3 fall into sin and the curse. As stanza 3, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. So, doing the curse, making all things new. But definitely joy, this hymn comes not from Latin or German, as our other two hymns did, but is in its original form an English hymn. However, its basis goes all the way back to the hymn book of the Old Testament, to the Psalms, and is from the poet Isaac Watts, nicknamed the father of English hymnody. Isaac Watts lived in a time and church background in which there was a hesitancy to use original hymns. Songs that were sung in church had to be quite strict versions of the Psalms. And Isaac Watts challenged that, writing many original hymns, but also not totally ignoring the Psalms either. And he wrote hymns that were paraphrases of the Psalms and tried to reflect their Christological meaning. So Joy to the World comes from a collection of hymns in 1719. The collection was the Psalms of David imitated in language of the New Testament. And this is a paraphrase and reflection of Psalm 98. 98 verse 4, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. And in the hymn, Watts is trying to capture the real reason for making a joyful noise to the Lord. Because the Messiah has come to redeem us.
Speaking of the Messiah, let's talk about the tune.
Yeah.
I recognize a familiar name for the tune.
George Frederick Handel is the origin of the tune. The setting is by Lowell Mason in LSB. The tune name Antioch is unique. We have all these tune names that come from all different sources, and Antioch is simply somewhat random and just named after the New Testament city, Antioch.
Joy to the World. I think this is probably one that we learn very early in life, mm-hmm. too, and just carry with us for life.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of including that in... you mentioned lessons and carols earlier.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Great idea. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Pastor Frank, for digging into these three hymns with us in Lutheran Service Book. Pastor Tim Frank, administrator and studio instructor at St. Paul's Music Conservatory, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Thanks for being our guest during the 12 Days of Christmas.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.